Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Talk on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It's 11 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, as you would know, we typically have Careers Corner and many other intriguing features that we have here on the show. And maybe we'll play that liner for you just to make sure that you're well aware what we're talking about. Careers Corner. But this does speak to an aspect of personal development that is necessary. And honorary qualifications typically are shared with individuals who receive a level of recognition for their contribution, their innovative technology and thoughts and ideas that they might have contributed to a sector. This past week, you might have noticed that there were lots of trending topics around honorary qualifications after well-known veteran actor Ntatesello Make Kancube had become the latest celebrity to receive a fake honorary doctorate. And it raises the question, hold on, are these qualifications recognized? How can they be bestowed upon individuals? And what difference do they make in terms of progress from a professional development point of view? To help us unpack this further, though, we joined by Associate Professor for Sociolinguistics at the Tshwane University of Technology, Thabo Ditshele. Ntate Ditshele, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening to your listeners.
Thank you for your time. I must say you have a very interesting field of speciality there, sociolinguistics. Maybe let's just start there by just understanding the scope of work that you cover as an associate professor.
Okay, what I do is that I conduct research in the relationship between language and society. So to unpack the concept sociolinguistic, the socio comes from sociology, mm-hmm. and linguistics is the study of language or study of the science of language. So I'm interested in how people communicate as a sociolinguist. So that's my area. But to your point, I actually specialize in non-standard varieties, especially Sipitori, which is a lingua franca spoken in Tshwane.
Oh, wow.
As well as yes.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear more about that. I think we need to get you back for a whole separate conversation because it speaks to a concept that we here at Kaya also use, being a code switcher, that sometimes I can speak in my very well-polished, you know, English and matters about the markets and economic dynamics. And then sometimes, you know, I just go back to being a kuku, commenting on...
So it
would really make for an amazing conversation. But you're also joining us today to talk about the culture of qualifications and specifically honorary qualifications. Help us understand, is this unique to South Africa or something that is quite a trend across the globe?
No. It started in the 1400s in the UK when a University of Oxford honored a distinguished, a theologian. So they came with the Latin expression honoris causa, which in English means for the sake of honor. That is why you will see every time when someone is given an honorary doctorate, it would be written honoris causa, which simply means for the sake of honor. Why for the sake of honor? To separate it from a regular PhD or MTF level 10, because a recipient of an honorary doctorate did not study for it. A university called him to, or her, to say, we believe you've done something outstanding in society, for that we're honoring you. So it's not a qualification that you can use, for instance, to try and get ahead in life because you didn't study for it.
Mm. This is so important.
Yes.
Because, as you say, my immediate question was going to be, does it actually contribute to the professional, personal, and financial benefit and gain that one will ever actually receive?
In fact, on your CV, you're not allowed to write it alongside your other qualifications because it's not a qualification, it's an honor. Mm. Just say when you get a merit certificate, you don't put it under your qualifications.
True.
You put it elsewhere on your CV. So strictly speaking, even in terms of using the title, you ought not to use the title because you don't have a PhD. You shouldn't call yourself a doctor because you're not one. Mm.
I think this is so important because what you're actually highlighting here, of course, is again the fact that it's an honor, it's bestowed upon you to recognize your efforts and to acknowledge you, but not something that can actually make a difference in terms of your personal or professional development and growth. This brings me to a question around SAQA, the South African Qualifications Authority. Do they have views on them? Are they recognized by them?
No. Remember, SAQA qualifications are across the board. So for instance, if I have a master's degree from University A, because that master's degree is recognized by, as a SAQA qualification, I can go and do a PhD elsewhere. Whereas when it comes to honorary doctorates, they don't have credits. They don't have credits. It's only recognized by the university that gives you the honor. So for instance, it's not transferable. If you have a PhD, you get it from, let's say, a university in Johannesburg, you can apply for a job that requires a PhD in Cape Town because your qualification is recognized by SAQA. It's recognized by the, it's an NPF level qualification. But to your question, it's not recognized by SAQA. It's just an honor that one university gives it to you based on its criteria. And an honorary doctorate is not transferable to another university. By way of example, if Tshwane University of Technology gives you an honorary doctorate and you happen to visit University of Pretoria, at UP, they're not going to call you a doctor. They did not honor you. So it's only TUT that when it corresponds with you, it will call you a doctor. So the rule of thumb is if we did not honor you, we don't call you.
This sounds like an unfair question, but is it worth it then?
Yes, it is worth it because it's a recognition for what you have done. Where the mistake tends to happen is that recipients of honorary doctorates don't exercise the responsibility of telling people that, hey, don't confuse me with someone who has an MBCHB or someone who has a PhD. You're not allowed to call me a doctor. There are a few people, I can give you two examples. The late Nelson Mandela used to refuse when people said Dr. Mandela because he would say, my highest qualification is an LLB. I don't have a PhD. Don't call me that. Unless if you are an alumnus of a university that honored him. So right now at TUT, we honored several people like David Kale, Melilian Dube, Yvonne Chakachak. Because I'm an alumnus of TUT, I can call them doctors. But if you have nothing to do with TUT, if you never studied at TUT, you have no business saying to Marilyn Dube, Dr. Dube. It's only me and many thousands of people who graduated at TUT who can call her a doctor. The same with David Kale, the same with Yvonne Chakachak. I saw on social media now of late, people call Ras Erasmus, the rugby coach, Dr. Erasmus. No, Northwest University is going to bestow an honorary doctorate on him. I'm a graduate of Northwest University. If I bump into him in Sandton, in Pretoria, I can say Dr. Erasmus. I have a right to say that to him because I am an alumnus of Northwest University. If you didn't study at Northwest University, you have no business calling him a doctor because you did not honor him.
This is so important that you're mentioning this, even the role and function of institutions, because now it also brings up questions about the credibility of institutions if they are recognized and registered within the South African jurisdiction. Does that matter as well as to which institutions can offer honorary qualifications?
That's a brilliant question. According to the law in South Africa, you cannot use even a title university if you are private. So you can use a school. You can use an institute. You may not use the word university if you are a private higher education institution. So universities are reserved for public universities only. Now, private institutions in South Africa do not have the right or the authorization to offer honorary qualifications. They do not. Now, public universities have a right to bestow honorary doctorates to people. However, they can only offer you an honorary a doctorate in an area they ordinarily offer a doctorate in. By way of an example, we don't have a medical school at TUT. We only have, we can offer nursing in the health sector.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a brilliant nurse, you've done something great in nursing, we can call you and give you a doctorate, an honorary doctorate in nursing. We can't call someone who did an exceptional surgeon in mm-hmm. medicine, because we don't offer medicine. So, you know, you see private colleges that are in theology, they call an actor who is not a theologian, and they say they give me an honorary doctorate in theology. It just doesn't add up.
I'm so grateful that we've had this conversation, because it really does help put things into perspective and understand the dynamics that exist. But again, as you've clarified, it's not recognized. It's not something that should be recognized with your actual qualifications that you sat for, that you wrote exams and actually qualified for, and really is meant to be just a recognition of one's contribution to a particular
yes.
field or industry. Dr. Ditele, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and thank you for educating us. Next time, we'll talk about sociolinguistics, lispitor. I'm not so great at it. I have a few friends who speak it, but typically the line they always tell me is that dilo tsakadi nametse ranex, mo N1. I don't know if that helps.
Yeah. Or dipalami stupus. Or dinametse stupu, yeah.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Now, that will be our next
yes.
conversation. Thank you so much for your time,
okay,
sir.
I'm up for it. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. That Bye-bye. Is Thabo Ditele, who's Associate Professor of Sociolinguistics at Tshwane University of Technology. Interesting job he has, right? And I think so important, because it's so much value to actually understand what it is we study, how it influences society. Because society influences economics. And economics is all about business, which is what we talk about here.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.